All right, so I'm going to go up here to the restaurant. It's about a 10-minute drive, and I'm going to talk while I'm riding. There's different levels of enlightenment, freedom, seeing through this place, seeing through the matrix. And you can't force people to see it. You can't force people to wake up. You can't force people to believe what you're saying. You can't force anything on anybody. You can't force somebody to respect you, love you, be dependable, faithful, open, honest, whatever. You can't force them to communicate properly, you know. You really don't know who the agents are because it's such a... You can take notes. You can actually just take your emotions out of it, just take notes and see pretty much who's being controlled by the spirit of the air. They might be Freemason agents. They might be Jesuits. They might be Wiccan agents. You know, they're usually usually it's a bunch of coven tied together trying to usurp somebody. It's always about money, you know. The love of money is the root of all evil, so. The sorcery, the witchcraft, the palm readers, the tarot cards, all that. It's all about money. Call my phone number and I'll do a tarot reading for you, and that'll be $50. Okay. And because people don't know it's a copy machine and people don't know it's a fractal, they can say whatever and it's going to appear tomorrow. Whatever you gaze upon is going to appear tomorrow. If you gaze like 3 to 7 seconds on something, it's going to appear. It might not be, it depends on your state of mind. If you're just focused on one thing, it appears faster. If you have multiple things on your mind, it might take a little bit of time. Because copy machine, you're in a copy machine. And you know it is, because the archetype is God made man in his image. Be fruitful and multiply. Multiplication. You're in a copy machine. What is multiply? Plywood has multiple plies. Look at a ream of paper, a bunch of pieces of paper, just the same stuff repeating over and over and over and over and over and over, and nobody's waking up and learning. It's the same stuff every day. You've seen it 1,000 times, and you don't learn from your mistakes. The same agents show back up, and they play the same games, and you're like, give me a phone call so I can try the spirits. I'm tired of this. Let's have a 30-minute phone call, and I'm going to try the spirits, see where you're at on your walk. Let's have a back-and-forth conversation in real time so I can test you. You can test me. Let's see where you're at, where I'm at, what's real, what's not real. Let's meet at the restaurant and have a talk, and let me see what, you know. I remember one time about, I don't know, it's a long time ago, 10 years ago, I had a subscriber on the other channel, and I think she lived in Raleigh or something like that. She said, teach me. Okay. I'll meet you halfway. We'll sit down and eat some lunch. I mean, eat some dinner or whatever it was. It seemed like it was later at night. She said, you ain't gonna pay for my lunch. No, this wasn't a date. I'm teaching you. You pay for my lunch. This ain't no date. You said you just wanted to be taught. And then she said, you're obligated to talk to me. Can I sleep on your couch? I got a job interview in there. No, you can't sleep on my couch. No, that ain't gonna happen. See how she tried to draw me in? Oh, you have such good teachings. Blah, blah, blah. Let's. I'm near you. Can we meet? Yeah, I'll meet you. Can I call you? Yeah, call me. Yeah, I'll meet you. But during the. When I met her at the restaurant, she came in and I could tell how she was dressed. And I could. Because I've met so many people in my lifetime, they all follow the same fractal. I just wear work clothes all the time because that's all I do is work. But I could tell the dress, the way the dress code was. And then she said something about, she said, "Do you smoke marijuana?" I said, "No." I mean, I thought you were listening to my channel. What are you, stupid? I didn't say that. I said, "Okay, she's here for a game. Well, you're not going to pay for my gas to meet you? This ain't a date. This wasn't a date. This was the talk. What do you mean?" I said it nicely, you know. She thought it was a date. It wasn't no date. I thought she wanted to learn some truth. I thought she just wanted to be a friend. She wanted to turn it into a date. That really happened. They think you're naive because you teach the Bible. They think you haven't seen the world. So you, if you get saved out of the world, hello? If a person gets saved out of the world, if a person was raised around people who were of the world, by people of the world, you don't think I've seen it all? I told you about that preacher. He told me about one of his members of his church. She said, "I'm having problems, blah, blah, marital problems. Can I come talk to you?" And she tried to get him in the sack, in the bedroom. He said, "Nah, I don't think so. I don't know if he had somebody. I don't know if he went to visit her or went, you know, probably went to see her at her house. You know, she probably." And then he put her to the side, and then her sister tried to get in the door. Her sister tried to get in the door and do the same exact thing. He told me about it, and I said, "Yeah, I know what you're talking about." He was telling me something very subtly. He was saying, not everybody in his church is the real deal. And most of them in his church are there to destroy the ministry. And if you think we're stupid and you're here to destroy souls and any kind of faith alone ministry, we're not dumb. We're not dumb. You have no new game. Had a boss tell me that one time. He said, "They have no new game." And he couldn't say, that's all he could say. But I knew what he was talking about because he couldn't get himself in trouble. And I learned from him. I watched him. He never said anything negative about anybody. Ever. Ever. Pretty wild stuff. He had some of his friends were Jesuits, and once you're yoked up in the Jesuit system, you can't go but so far, but it's okay. It's okay. Everybody has a different calling in life. Everybody has a different calling. So I'm uploading stuff to show you that even in 1927, they did movies about Metropolis, which was the machine man, the 666 machine man, the cube, the workers. And that's what this place is. Now, God says to be fruitful and multiply, and the only way you're going to get ahead is just keep repeating the same thing over and over and over and over. When I sold books online, I had to just sell another book and another book and another book and another book and another book. And next thing you know, I had 20,000 books. So what's 20,000 times $7 average price? $140,000 in the storage building. And then when the Shekinah glory showed up, I just shut it. I got rid of it all. I mean, I couldn't even function. Now I'm going down the highway and there's a traffic jam. Because I don't normally go this way, this route. I usually don't go to this place at this time. And so the hologram's trying to stop the flow. when you really get into the unseen realm, focusing on what's really going on in this place, you see there's a balance. So when you're on your vision and you're on your purpose, there's a balance. The matrix is always trying to balance the flesh versus the spirit. So when you really start to walk in the spirit, the flesh, you're going to have like three or four flesh creatures show up in your world trying to mess with you. And they'll all be saying the same thing. And you'll say, are they all connected? Are they scheming against me? It's not necessarily they're scheming. They just all think the same, like the beehive. They are part of the beehive and they all think the same. So when you're in the spirit walk, if it's a man out there, don't be surprised if you have like five women show up trying to pull you off your, let's say you're building something or you're studying something or you're going to school, you're going to have resistance. I promise you, you're going to have resistance. Because anytime you're trying to move to the next level, there's always a pull back. The women out there, you've probably seen it. You're going about your business and you're happy and spirit walking. Two or three men show up trying to take you out and stuff and get you off your purpose. Whatever it is. And you might have people around you. Somebody told me recently they were pressured into something that they knew was wrong. And I couldn't say anything because I'm not going to tell people how to live. But I knew. I already knew. But live and learn, you know. Life is a lesson. I had to detour, so this message is going to last a little bit longer than I thought. So the Metropolis movie is showing you the 666 machine man, and that woman was put in under the machine and became a machine. The robot. She became a robot, and everybody was just following a little. And so everybody's just following a little daily repeat, like little robots. They don't even know that they're being manipulated by the super rich. The super rich have built a matrix around you that is so big, a system and a matrix and a fake reality that gave you fake friends. They give you fake wives. You have a fake, if it's a woman, you have a fake husband probably. How they do it, I don't know. But you end up marrying somebody that lives in the fake, painted face system. It's all fake. And you end up marrying somebody that's not really, you know, they're not really supposed to be your spouse. They're not like you. You married somebody who's part of the matrix. You're escaping, you're stepping out. All her friends, all her family, all your friends, you say, look, can you see it? I remember this. I remember. I was going to the movie theater, the wife, and some friends, another couple. I said, I can't go in there. I'm going through a transformation process. I can't even go in there. I can't do this. What's wrong with you? You're crazy. I was waking up then. And then all the drama of the divorce and all that stuff kept me stagnated for a while. And then finally got mixed up again and something. And it's like, okay. They kept sending these matrix agents. And you might even meet them in church. You might meet them in church. You don't have to meet them in the bar. These are people who are robots of the system. I'm not even joking. But they might be in church. And they're robots. They're not awake. If I go to any local church and I say, you want me to show you something really deep hidden in plain view? They say, yeah. And I say, look, I have a gift. God gave me a gift. They don't believe that. They don't believe there's any gifts today. Unless it's just a preacher or a teacher. God gave me a gift to see through this thing. And they'll say, what do you mean see through it? What are you talking about? Right then, they think you're crazy. The Shekinah glory showed up and gave me a gift. And they'll say, what? You're crazy. Because they don't believe in any kind of an experience. Because I was just like them. I know. Until it happens to you, you don't believe it either. And they'll say, oh, you saw a demon or a devil. No, I didn't. There was no fear. There was no anything. It was just peace. At first, I had a little twinge of fear. I thought, is this it? Am I gone? And it just faded away. There was no fear. I went to sleep. I actually went right to sleep. I woke up and I couldn't walk. I was walking around and I was being shown stuff that I didn't even know what it was. And so what happened was I had an experience that took me out of the flesh mind. Because the flesh mind only sees the 3D. Football game, oh, I gotta go to work, TGIF, it's Friday, let me get me a six pack and get drunk, watch some news, watch some TV, and then just be bombarded with all the red versus blue, the politics, the elections, I gotta worry about my stock and my 401k, and that's all I'm thinking about. They can't think outside of that. I don't like the system. I don't like the system we have. I want to work outside of this. I'm going to create my own system. And I know it would mess up. It would become a... It would fail also. I don't like the system I'm in. It's set up to pull you in deeper. As soon as you join any corporation, they say, you got to sign up with 401k. You got to do it. 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 Why? The more people that sign up, they get a discount with the brokers, you know. They get a discount. You're tied into the hive. Your 401k is part of the hive. They got all these rules. You'd be better off learning it yourself and investing your own money, but it's... They know your time is limited, so you don't have time. So you just submit to the hive on that. Finances. I just passed this building called Samaritan Purse. It's the hive. Any system that's created is a hive mind. That's why the prophets of old, John the Baptist and all of them, lived out in the woods, did their own thing. And so I just saw a falling star just now. And so it could have been something off an airplane just burning up. Somebody could have flushed the toilet in an airplane. So every system that's going on, they know that the Holy Spirit restrains until the rapture, and they can't bring on the 666 completely, but they test the systems all the time. You saw it 2 or 3 years ago. They tested the whole world to see how many people would tie into the hive. And the sad part is, it's the good part, sad to them, that a lot of people started waking up, especially younger people. I mean, if you go to Instagram and people are talking, I don't know how they're getting by with stuff, but they're saying stuff that they're not being shut down. You know? It's kind of wild. If they said that stuff on YouTube, it'd be done. They'd be over. It'd be finished. The hive mind is real. Real is all get out. It's real as all get out. And they knew it. They tried to tell you in the movies, Metropolis, 1927. They tried to tell you in Doctor Who series. They've tried to tell you time and time again. The witches think, oh, it's all about taking away. They say it's all about love, love, love. Yeah, it's about love, but love has to have truth, absolute truth. Love everybody. Well, if they don't want the truth, it's on them. If you love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. If they don't want the truth, it's on them. Let me go in here. See what holographic appearance shows up in this. When you do Uber, you have a lot of conversations. It's pretty sad when you have more conversations. You have talked more in your car with an Uber rider than people that say, oh, I love you. That tells you everything you need to know.